Welcome to In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM. Mount Zion's Missions, Barbados Four Square Church, with Senior Apostles Apostle Dr. Lucille and Apostle Chris Baird, are absolutely thrilled to have you tuning in and look forward to sharing God's Word with you each week. Join us now and listen as our team brings you inspiring messages and uplifting truths.
Very blessed good morning to all listeners in Barbados and in the Eastern Caribbean, and of course, wherever this ministry is being heard, wherever you are, on the beach, in your car, at work, at school, wherever, we declare the glory of God to you, the blessings of God to you. We declare that today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Awesome, wonderful God. We're so happy and excited every Friday morning to come to you, to share with you the will of God, the mind of God, the word of God. We have in the studio with us, as usual, we have Apostle Chris in the studio with us, and he's going to greet you.
Good morning to everyone. It's an honor to spend some time with you. It's good to hear that you are. We're still around. We're doing the right thing. We listen to our Father and following His Word. May His words do something amazing in our families. Right now, we're in difficult times in our community, but we're asking God for guidance. So we're blessed, and we're sure with Father that He will keep His Word for us, and we will accomplish our goals. God bless.
Reverend Gill, give your greetings.
Good morning and God's blessings upon you. Know that you have come to this radio program tuning in, that you would hear a word that will transform and change your life.
Let's hear you, Elder Octave.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters. May you be blessed this morning as we bring the word of God to you. May it touch a soul and change a spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's praise God for that. Thank God for our country today, our island Barbados. We give thanks to God for all the things that He has done in our life. We put this country in the hand of the Lord.
Yes.
And we ask the Lord to continue to guide and direct everyone, giving themselves to serve in this country, and that they'll serve according to the will and purpose of God, and that they'll let their steps be ordered by the Lord, and they'll seek Him for guidance and counsel, as they sought Him during the election, the campaigning. So they'll seek Him now. Everybody, you know, will continue to work together to build Barbados.
Yes.
If we love our country, we will do our best to continue to build Barbados and make sure it's a nice, a safe place, a great place, and a place where everybody will want to come to live and do business.
Yes.
We want to raise up our children, our next generation, to know that there's a God who is the guide of people in this country. So we bless God again today for Barbados.
Amen.
And we give Him thanks and praise, and we declare that God will keep His hands continually on this country and everyone that has offered themselves to serve in Jesus' name. Praise God. We're going to continue to share the word of God with you, as we've done in the past couple of weeks and months. We're still on the theme that we have at Mount Zion's Missions. And that team is an exciting team. It excites me when I think that in 2026, we will pursue God. And as we pursue God, we will be establishing our God-given kingdom legacy in the earth. And I want to remind you, listeners, that God has decided a legacy for all of us. When you give your life to the Lord, when you're born again, that is activated of your life. In fact, from the time you were in the womb, there's legacy. And when you're given birth to, when you're born, you know, you're born into a legacy. You know, your parents are the ones that will give guidance to you and teach you and you know, be able to impart values and morals and all kinds of discipline and so on. At the end of the day, it's important that we seek God for direction, seek God for leadership. And if we allow the Lord to lead us and to be our source of strength, right, our director, our GPS, if we allow the Lord to be the person that we seek and we pursue, I can guarantee you that as we do that, our destiny is being realized.
Amen.
Our destiny is coming into focus and taking shape and being established in our lives. Praise God. So we continue today. Today we want to share on the last two points that we've had, the 10 points that we've had to work with our church. And those last two points are point number nine and point number 10. And number nine says we must take time to be with God.
Yes.
Take time to be with Jesus. And the scripture on the girding there is St. Luke chapter 6, verse 12, where we'll be reading shortly. And number 10, we have to remember that all things will work together for our good, and we are victorious in battle. We may go through battles and hard times and situations that are overwhelming us. It's difficult to believe this.
That's right.
You never feel as though it's going to work together for your good.
Mm-hmm.
You feel as though you're going to faint, you're going to fail, you know, you're not going to make it back. Everything is falling down on you and life is over. But if God says it, I believe it.
Amen.
I believe his word.
Amen.
And we have got to believe his word even when we see the darkness and we see the things that are coming against us. The word there is Romans chapter 8, 28, that underpins this word. Reverend Gail is going to read those two scriptures for us and then we'll share.
Thank you, Apostle. Luke chapter 6 and verse 12. One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. Romans 8, 28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
Thank you so much, I'm Reverend Gail, for reading those scriptures. When I heard the scripture from Luke chapter 6, 12, and the word and the point that says we must take time to recover. The example was set for us by Jesus, though. And from the very get-go, when he started his ministry, the Holy Spirit came upon him in the form of a dove, and you heard the Lord say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." So Jesus did everything in his ministry to please God. And he spent a lot of time before God. And he was out of heaven, God incarnate, becoming man, so that he could die for us, suffer for us on the cross, to redeem mankind from sin, from falling, the fall of Adam. But he kept always in contact with his Father. And many things he would do, he would always look to the Father first or pray to the Father. That's our prime example, that if Jesus did that, we his servants should understand that's important for us. And, you know, sometimes we get carried away, we get excited, and we think we can just go on. I know this, I got this. We got to remember that Jesus sought his Father's direction. If he sought time with his Father, then it's important for us as his children to seek time with him.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And Jesus, in St. Luke, Jesus prayed all night until morning with his Father. That's a great, great example that we can look at. And sometimes we get tired if church is 2 hours.
Mm.
We say, church is too long. If you have a stand up to worship for an hour, we say, we have to stand up for too long. Yeah. And I said it before, Rev, that those same people that were from Yale and Octave would dance and behold the holy 9 yards in the street in the hot sun during the 2 months. You hear me? And all the big mouth drinks and so on. And they didn't feel that that was too long. And not that they're in the house of the Lord. Thank God they're not worshiping another God.
Amen.
The real God.
The real God.
Women giving themselves to God to serve him and seeking him. I'm really happy. I must say this as your pastor. Happy Reverend Gail and Octave that God has really brought you into the kingdom. Because you're a great asset to the kingdom. You know, but up there, you know, you were doing your own thing.
Yeah.
But now you understand the importance of being before God, seeking God.
Yes.
And I can say as your pastor that you are two people that seek God. I go after God. And as Reverend Gail, as an intercessor, I can say that the enemy must be trembling when you start the prayer. You dig in there.
Okay.
But of course, I have taught you how to dig in.
Yes.
If it moves or
pick will stall.
I ain't know what it is. Hit it first and ask questions after. Because not taking no chance for the enemy to come and cat sprattle us,
yeah.
You know, and mash us up and destroy what we're doing for God. We've got to seek God. I love this thing this year. It motivates me. When you tend to be a little bit relaxed, it motivates me to just get in there.
Yeah.
Go after God. Take some time. Turn off the TV. You know, stop running around being busy. You know, but just get before the Lord. And you know, when you spend that time with the Lord, you feel so different.
Yeah.
You feel strengthened and empowered. It's like when you are hungry and you eat, you feel better. Our souls long for God, though. The spirit man in us is always longing for God.
Okay.
Because God is spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So our spirits are always longing. Because you can't feed the spirit with natural food. You can't feed your spirit and your soul with natural things, watching TV all day long. You, But man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that is proceeded out of the mouth of God, reading his word and spending time before him. And so it's very important. Many times we've lost battles, really lost battles, because we did not do the right thing. We did not spend the time before the Lord waiting. We were out there with our big muscles and said, I can fix this, I can deal with this. And then the devil fixed us. But if we waited on the Lord, if we went before the Lord praying, seeking his face, asking for his guidance, asking for his directions, no matter how long it took, you know. And even I've always advocated to my members, even when it comes to courtship, spend time seeking God's face
first
and guidance for the right partner. People just say, oh, you look handsome, you know, cute, I like his eyes, you know. And he walks nice and he always dressed nice. But he can be a dressed up devil though. You know? So it's important that you seek God for everything. Go into God and wait on God and don't move until you hear God.
Yes.
I want to say to you, God always speaks. I'm always saddened when I hear people say, I've never heard the voice of God. But even if you don't hear the voice of God, read the word. That's God.
The word.
God speaks through his word.
Yes.
He speaks through a song.
Yes.
He speaks through a sermon. He speaks, but he always speaks.
He's always speaking.
He's always speaking.
Hallelujah.
And so as his children, we must always consult him, go after him, get his opinion on matters. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all other things will be added. So we must take time to be with God, like Jesus did. We must do fasting and prayer. Right. We just had a 21-day fast in the month of January. Got rolled into February, you know. And we spent that time before the Lord. You know, our members, all the members at the church, went to fasting at that time. Why do we do that? Because we want to spend time hearing his voice, giving directions, and filling us up. You know, you go into the gas station with your car to get gas. You don't drive your car the whole month before going into the gas station, do you? Because they'll be on the road.
Correct.
And it'll be very shameful to see Elder Octave with a can in his hands going to the gas station to buy gas because he ran out of gas on the road.
Mm.
You understand? I'm one of those persons that I don't like my car to go below half. I always have this thing in my head. If I get a call at night to come out to a member, I must have enough gas to go to my assignments, to go to my people. And so I've always made sure that I've had gas in my car above half. But some people I know, I call no names, I don't mind if it goes down to two
hearts. What person are you talking about? give us a location.
Two bars. Goes down to 2 bars or maybe 1 bar. And then you hear him say, well, I have enough gas to carry me all the way to Christ. But I love to have a full tank, most importantly. Here's the thing then. So if we have to fill up our cars with gas, otherwise it went out of gas and he will left on the road stranded. Why don't we fill up our tanks in the presence of God? Huh?
Mm.
Go back to God and say, Lord, fill me up.
Mm.
Pour in me your Holy
Spirit. Yes.
Pour your presence into me, Lord.
Yes.
I want to feel you. I can't go without you. I can't live without you. I refuse to move without you. Fill me up, Lord, with your anointing. Mm. Oh, praise God. And
hallelujah.
More grace and glory in my life. And that's the way we can really function.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we should function.
Yeah, for sure.
We should not try to function without God. If we do, we're going on empty. We're going up to the 1 bar.
Yeah.
Or the 2 bar. We can't do that.
I think that it could get us a long way.
I'm hoping that I can get to the airport with that. I can get to Christ Church with that. And you're all the way down to St. James. Yes, God. So we mustn't take those chances. We must seek the face of God for everything and spend that time with the Lord. You know, I found that I wasn't quite busy now. And it bothers me because I compared myself to the times where I would just spend all day in the presence of the Lord, all day. And, you know, you heard everything. He gave you directions. You know, he gave you wisdom. You know, he downloaded to you what's the next step, how to go. And because you're leading people, you got to seek God because they're not your people, they're God's people.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're God's people, you got to hear the mind of God concerning his people, how to lead them, what to do, where to put what, you know. And that's what I believe. You know, as a pastor, I can't come to people with my own ideas and stuff like that. I got to go to God and hear what he says for his people so that I can tell them exactly what God, who is their father and director, wants them to do and want to say to them. And that's important. And the second main point before I allow the others to share, you must always remember that all things work together for good I think I started to share a little bit on that earlier. It feels bad when you're going through it. When you're going through, all of us, all of you that are listening, at some point, you would have gone through a situation, or maybe going through now, where it looks so bad, you feel, this is going to destroy me. This is going to destroy my family. No, no, all things, and all things mean all things, work together for your good. Because if you trust God and you are the child of God and you love the Lord, it must work together for your good. At the end of the journey, at the end of the trial, you're coming out stronger, better,
yes,
more equipped, better understanding, wiser, praise God, knowing how to do and when to do. That's what God is teaching you. You are now in God's school going through your trial. And when you come out, no test, no promotion. No test, no, you know, you don't have an exam. You can't, if you don't pass the exam, you stay in that one class and don't, you're not promoted. So you have to go through. So I want to challenge those of you listening. What you're going through now is just a test, and you're not going to die. You shall live and declare the glory of the Lord in Jesus' name. So hang in there. Keep praising God. Keep trusting God. Keep spending time before the Lord. This will not kill you, but will make you better in Jesus' name. Let's hear Apostle Chris.
I'm convinced, brothers and sisters, as you heard us today, the one thing we can be assured of, the Lord is always available for us. No matter how far down we think we are, no matter how far down we've fallen, how inept we are, or how unprepared we are to meet these moments, I want to show you, we don't have to do any of this all on our own. Yeah. The Savior of heaven, the God of the universe, who loves us more than you and ever, ever know, has already paid the price that every one of us, no matter where we came from, no matter what we've done, no matter what people said about us, that he is there to help us. And he comes with all the resources you need. All you that are labored and heavy laden, come to me and find rest. I know these are difficult times for us, even as we go through the whole election period and all that. These are difficult times because we're going through processes we've not gone through before. And we need the help of the Lord to make good value decisions. It is critical that we know what it is God wants for us. God wants the best for you. He wants you to be whole. He wants us to be free. He wants us to connect with him. He wants us to have fellowship with him. And he wants us to live our purpose here on earth fully.
Yes, God.
That everyone will know that he's a Savior, because we all need a Savior. We all need a deliverer. And that all that is found in Jesus Christ the Lord. Whatever you do, put him first. Wherever you go, make him your priority. Discuss with him. Have a conversation with him about what is the right thing to do. Because the enemy doesn't really care too much about us. He give you everything you want, but he also take you out. You know God will be with you all the way. If we follow him, we will stay the right path and we will reach our destination. Very well.
Thank you so much, Apostle Chris. Dear, let's hear what you have to share today.
One of the things that I totally love, Romans chapter 8, that's one of my favorite chapters, because it defines so much about who God sees us as and who we are to him and how much he loves us. And Romans 8:28 is a verse that through the trials and the past experiences and the struggles, that has always been a go-to verse, and I call them the go-to verses. But when I look at point 9 and 10 and look at the verses, I recognize that Jesus, we have to follow his pattern. Jesus was on assignment from his heavenly Father.
Yes.
And in order for him to fulfill his destiny and continue the legacy, he had to go back to his source.
Yes.
And too often we, as in ministry, we are on assignment and we are doing this, we are doing that, and we never go back to the source, the source that has given us that strength, who can fortify us. And I love, Apostle, to know that when I look at Jesus and that I could pattern him,
yes,
that I could just take myself away from everything and just run to him. All night he was praying. All night he was listening. And too many times we say we don't hear God. Why? Because the busyness, the noise in our head. All we got to do is slow down.
Yes.
And be quiet and allow God to begin to minister to us. And as we do that, we will follow the pattern of Jesus. And then with all things, the good, the bad, and the ugly, all things work together.
Yes.
God would come make sure that all of these things that come into our lives, he is, for anybody that's listening, he is concerned about the details of your life. He is concerned, and because of that, he will cause every single thing that is happening right now to you to work out for your good.
Yes,
sometimes we go through a season and we can't see the end of the tunnel. We can't see where the end road is, but because we spend the quiet time with God, we are able to be fortified, we are able to strengthen, we are able to hear what God says and follow and come out on the other side. So all things will work to you, for you, must work for you, because God has ordained it as so that you could complete your assignment and your destiny in God.
In
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
And as we speak, I am reminded of another little incident from my past that reflects accurately what it is like, point number 9, to spend time with God. Back in the day when I was a lot younger, and my friend I met, I decided to give her a call in the night, and we decided to have a conversation after the television went off, which was probably about 11 o'clock. So we calculated maybe an hour's time, we will hear the last bus. That's our cue to stop and go to bed. During the process of talking, and we talk and talk, we heard a bus. And I thought it was the last bus. I looked at the clock and found it was 5 o'clock in the morning. And that was the first bus coming up from town. I cannot imagine. I spent the whole night, 6 hours plus, on a conversation with a young lady. And I said, Lord, why did you put these things in my brain at this time? But it shows me, in the same way how we could have pursued a relationship in the natural
things of life,
we cannot have that same passion to pursue God. Because for the love of me, I can't remember a single word I said. I don't even know where the young lady is right now. But one thing I can tell you, and I will ask you, what today is your God that you are spending time with?
Mm-hmm.
Is it some electronic device?
Yes.
Is it some Walkman, Discman,
yes,
cell phone, tablet,
yes,
whatever, that has your time?
Yes.
God has a place for you.
Yes.
And he's saying how you can spend time pursuing irrelevant things at that time now. Pursue something that is of relevance to you.
Yes.
Because what you do today shapes your future.
Oh, yes.
God is looking for the God chasers. Who would pursue him?
But I find it so easy, though, to be distracted early in the morning. But be careful. The phone normally goes off early in the morning.
Correct.
My phone went off early this morning. Yesterday it went off early. Just after 6, or before 6. And you answer that call, and then as a result of that call, you're going to make another call.
Yes.
And you're going to make another call. And then you look around, it's 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And as it hit 11 o'clock, the day gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you really do have to spend the time. So we have to be intentional.
Yes.
I'm not going to answer that call. You know, you want to answer if it's a member,
it's a member.
The trouble you want to answer. But you want to be able to still be, you know, make sure that you're able to plan your life and plan your day with God in that day.
Yes.
Plan it. We should do that.
Yes. Plan our life around God and not God around our life.
It's important. So we have to be intentional as to every day of the week. On Monday, I can spend time with God. Tuesday, I'll spend time. Wednesday, every single day, I'm going to spend time. And when we do that, the phone ain't going to ring. Somehow God, you know, will block that.
Yes.
And give you the time, because you have indicated by putting it in your heart, I will spend time before the Lord. And so he makes it easy for you to get there. But the devil always put a lot of blocks in your way.
Mm-hmm.
He knows if you go before God and hear his voice, you become strong and empowered and go after him like what?
Mm-hmm.
And pull down the strongholds and beat up on all the things that he can put in your way, knock them one side and become a mighty warrior. So he said, if Reverend Gail can become what God would have it to be, she can put a thorn in my flesh.
Mm-hmm.
She is going to drag me around the creek. So I have to distract her. So he brings distractions. So we have to look beyond distractions and just pursue God. That is very important.
Yeah.
We declare today, those of you that are listening, whatever's in your way, is now removed. Whatever hindered, whoever hindered, is removed. And God is making way for you to spend time with Him. And in our hearts, all of us will be paying for the things we did not spend that time. We promise the Lord today that we will pursue Him.
Amen.
We will spend time before Him.
Amen.
So we can grow spiritually. We can hear His heart and know His will for our life and follow His will for our lives. Reverend Gail.
Thank you, Apostle. What an awesome word today. All praise and honor and glory be to our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so very much for tuning in today to In God's Glory. Please let us know how this program has impacted your life. We would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 422-2512 or 432-6479. We are located 4th Avenue, Rutdundo, St. James. Our weekly services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Once again, I want to encourage you, pursue God. Pursue Him with all your passion, all your love, like Elder Octave said. The same way He pursued the young lady.
Mm-hmm.
We pursue human beings.
Yes.
The liberty we have, pursue God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's the passion.
Passion.
And to make it bigger. Pursue Him. I mean,
the zeal.
Intentionally.
Intentionally.
Pursue Him. Seek
Him. And enjoy doing it.
Yes.
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 That's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Enjoy it.
Yes.
Give love to God.
Enjoy it.
Give us as a heart pant after the water brook. So pant of my soul after you. Pant for God. Hunger for God. Seek God. And I guarantee you, you will not regret it. God bless all of you listeners. God bless everyone today. And I pray that your life will be a life seeking after God. That you will be a God chaser. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Thank you for tuning into our program on Life 97.5 FM. Join us each and every Friday at 11:30 a.m. as we explore God's Word that will change and transform your life. We look forward to a move of God as we journey together in God's glory. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.